I know I've been gone for a few days. This episode is for you guys, and I think it's, I believe this is Girl Talk Part 8 or Part 7. I want to say 7 or 8. I just popped out of work. I'm sitting in the parking lot at my job. I really am serious about this episode because normally when I get ready to get out of work, I hop in my car and my butt is gone. I really say a bad word, but I'm gone. But today I was like, no, I'm going to sit in this parking lot for a second before I do what I have to do because I really want to talk to y'all and I really want to get some things off my chest that need to be talked about and need to be said. And that's what I'm going to do in the work parking lot. I don't care anybody out here, so I'm good. But I want to talk to you guys about some things. Every Love Girl Talk episode that I've done, sorry, about, I almost called it Love Talk, but every Girl Talk episode that I do with you guys, you know, I'm always talking about love, relationships, and just stuff that women go through. This episode is really going to be Girl Talk Part 7 or 8. I don't know which one it is. I think it's 8, though. But this episode is really going to be me talking about life things slash relationship things. So it's going to be titled Girl Talk Part 7 slash 8 or whatever, wherever we at, life slash relationship talk. Because this is really the stuff that I'm talking to you guys about. It's stuff that I'm going through. So, and I feel like every time I talk to you guys about relationships, I'm always honest and blunt with you guys. I never sugarcoat anything. I never hide anything. I never make it look like something that is not. The reason I don't is because a lot of girls listen to me. A lot of young women listen to me. A lot of older women, I'm sure. Whoever listens, but a lot of females listen to me. And the fact of the matter is, when you guys are listening to me and you're taking all this stuff in, I know at the end of the day that I don't want to lie to you guys. I only want the females that get on here and act like our relationship is so perfect when it's not. I want to tell you guys the truth because relationships, being truthfully honest with you, relationships are hard work. It's not easy. You're going to go through things with your partner on a daily, and things are going to happen that sometimes you may not always like, sometimes you may not always agree with, but those are the things that's happening in your relationship. So I think for me, I have to keep it real with you guys all the time and not tell you guys about the good times without the bad times. Some people may say, why put all your business out there? Why is she telling all her business? It's my podcast. I tell my business because I want to help others. It's not really, in my opinion, telling my business. This podcast is growing. I love the listeners that I get and the people that choose to, you know, hit play and listen to me every day. That means a lot to me. And I'm saying to you guys that I feel like a sense, it's like a family in a sense, you know. You talk to your family about things sometimes. So when I talk to you guys, it's more so to help you guys, but just let you guys know that nothing is perfect. But the first thing I want to talk about with you guys, because I want to get into this. Also, guys, email me at mymentalhealthdiary@yahoo.com for questions and whatever. Today has been a rough day, so you got to bear with me on getting through this whole episode because today has been a crappy day, but I'm going to get through it. So, the first thing I want to say to y'all is, it was a rough morning. So, this morning, it was rough because I'm trying to get my daughter ready to go to my aunt's house. My daughter did not want to go to my aunt's house. You know, she never does. She wants to sleep in late. She's 3 years old. So, I was a little short with her this morning. It's a teensy weensy because I was like, you know what, Madison, we got to get to my aunt's house so that, you know, you can go back to sleep over there. Well, this is the crazy part. So, you know, my daughter gets to my aunt's house. She's crying for me. She doesn't want, you know, she's upset. Well, my aunt, never been married, never has kids, doesn't have the greatest patience in the world. My daughter's trying to reach for me. She's crying. At this point, I'm starting to get emotional because I don't want to see my baby crying. So as my daughter's trying to get to me, my aunt's trying to spank her on the butt, spank on the leg. She's not being patient with her. And I'm going to tell you guys, this was the most horrendous thing ever. So I'm trusting my aunt with my daughter every day, and I feel like she's just breaking that trust. So my daughter had come home to me a few times and said things about my aunt. She said my aunt forces her to eat. She's very mean to her. Well, you know, my mom had asked her about some of these allegations. She did say, hey, yeah, sometimes I do try to make her eat when she doesn't eat. Okay. My mom was like, don't ever do that again. We don't force her to eat around here. You know, when she wants to eat, she'll eat, but don't ever force her to eat. My aunt said, okay. So as far as the allegations of her being mean, my aunt tried to say, oh, she just saying that. Well, no. After what I saw this morning, I definitely believe my daughter. I'm like, no. My daughter's 3. Yeah, sometimes 3-year-olds tell stories, but at the end of the day, this is my child. And seeing how my aunt was so impatient with her this morning, it was really something that it pissed me off, and it made me think, I can't even trust you. Mind you, my grandma was watching my granddaughter up until she died in May. That's the only person that was watching her. Only person I trusted. Mind you, my grandma never beat her or anything, always nurtured her, took care of her. So because of that incident, it's like now I have an issue with my aunt. Now it's a drift between us. Now I don't trust her. Now it's like I'm going to have to look for another babysitter for my daughter. And the problem is I don't trust a lot of people with my kids because I just don't. So this was like this big, huge thing today. Okay, so besides all that happening, you know, I've been crying all day about it. I cried to my mom, I cried to my dad, I've cried at my desk because it's just been, it's something that really affected me because I already don't trust a lot of people with my daughter, but even talking to you guys, I'm getting like tears in my eyes because it's like I'm trusting this person. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. A lot of people don't have kids. I'm not trying to bash her for not having kids or being married, but you don't lose your patience like that. My child was trying to reach for me. My child was trying to get to me. So for you to get to that point where you feel like you need to try to reprimand my child and beat her because she's trying to reach. Yeah, she was upset and she was crying, but she wanted me. She wanted her mom. And I feel like I even said to her at one point, I'll just call her out of work. I'll take her with me. My mom called and was like, no, don't do that. I was pissed because now it's like I said, I can't trust my aunt. So I had to talk to my boss today. And I'm just going to be working from home Mondays and Fridays and coming to the office 3 days a week. Because now I feel like I have to take these next 4 weeks to find a babysitter for my daughter because I don't trust my aunt. This puts a whole shift in everything. And it sucks. This is family, so it makes it 10 times worse. And it already was like I already didn't trust anybody with my daughter besides my mom, my dad, and my grandma. And then she passed away, so now I have nobody, and I feel like... Let me take a deep breath because I'm, like, getting emotional. I'm about to cry. But it sucks, you know, because having that happen this morning, it just confirms everything my daughter's been telling me. So my mom was like, well, I talked to her later. She's fine. I said, that doesn't matter. She can be fine. But the fact of the matter is I have to be able to be at work, do my job, and know that my daughter's being taken care of. I can't be at work worrying at my desk all day. I barely got any work done today, barely scheduled that many patients because I'm worrying about my daughter who's crying for me this morning. So, it really affected me, you know? It sucks to have to go through something like this or even have to be dealing with stuff like this because people don't know how to handle situations. So, with that being said, it's just like, I ain't gonna sit here and say family ain't nothing, but sometimes family isn't all it's cracked up to be because some people in your family you can't even trust. And I just don't know. So, yeah, that whole incident this morning. Mind you, I already was dealing with other stuff prior over the weekend that was bugging me. But that situation with my child, is I don't play about my child. I'm the only parent she has. Like, her dad's not in the picture. It's just me and her. My child's well taken care of. So I got to make sure she's good always. And I got to make sure whoever I bring in her life, I got to be able to trust them, that person. So it was kind of a situation where it was like, well, now you're putting a rift. And my mom was like, well, it's over with now. I said, no, Mom, it's not over with because now there's an issue with me and your sister because that's my mom's sister. I said, and there's an issue there. I said, because I can't trust my daughter with her, and that's a huge problem for me. Like, we don't resort to things like that. In my house, we don't resort to beating her when she cries. We don't resort to doing any of those things. We talk to her. And I feel like if you can't handle talking to her and you feel like you need to beat my child and do all these things, then you don't need to fucking be around my child, period. And that's how I feel about it. You can sit there and say you love and care about my child, but my child shouldn't be coming home ever telling me shit that's happening to her. And sorry for the curse words, but I'm angry. And I just feel like it shouldn't, this, whatever happens today should never happen. But definitely it's going to be handled. I'm going to have to deal with it in a way that clarifies. Right now I don't even want to see my aunt. I told my mom, like, I'm not coming home until she's gone. Call me when she leaves. I said, you deal with her. But I said, I don't want to deal with her, period. Because I feel like what she did was disgraceful and disgusting. And that's my daughter. So there's a huge problem there. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's going to get handled, though. But then, on top of that, you know, like I said, my relationship stuff, it's just been a mess. I'm not even going to say a lot to you guys. I love my boyfriend a lot. We were best friends for 13 years, for those of you that's just tuning in and just figuring that out. But I don't know. I'm struggling to be happy with him, and I don't know what it is. I'm struggling with my depression, my anxiety, and then trying to make this relationship work. The problem is I prayed to God, and I remember, like, when he came into my life, I prayed about it. God, next thing you know, like, literally a week later, he emailed me or texted me wanting to talk to me. Okay, cool. It was a great situation at the time. But now, sitting back and looking at everything, I don't know if it was the best idea for us to get in a relationship. And it's not that he does anything that's major. Like, he's not cheating or nothing crazy. But it's little things that need to be fixed that he's not trying to fix. Little things that we constantly have conversations about. And I say, can you work on it? Can you work on it? Let's fix it. They don't get fixed. Then they get brought up again. And he gets mad. Like, oh, why is it being brought up again? Because you never fixed it the freaking first time. And so because things aren't being fixed, it just puts a dent in our relationship. And then the issue with, you know, he's supposed to come with his daughter. But, of course, he freaked out about that. He's like, oh, I'm worried about my daughter meeting you. He's like, I'm just scared because I've never dated anyone, you know, besides her mom. And I'm just like, okay, what are you talking about? Like, I was like, it was a mess, y'all. I was just like, first of all, you just sit down and explain to your daughter who I am. Like, that's all you can do. Like, when my daughter met him for the first time, she wasn't freaked out. Mind you, the reason my best friend and he didn't meet my daughter until recently is because, like I said, we've been friends for 13 years, but he moved back to his hometown, which is 3 hours away. So he was, I wasn't seeing him a lot because at the time he was in a relationship, I was in a relationship, and even in between that, we were just dating other people. So we didn't see each other as often, but we did keep in contact, like talking, texting, and FaceTiming and stuff like that, or through Facebook. But, yeah, my daughter loved him when she met him. She sat on his lap, they talked, they laughed, but he's making this big ordeal, like he's so worried about his daughter, and I'm just like, I understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day, we have to talk to our children, sit her down and talk to her. Like, he even told me her mom already has different guys around her. So I'm like, if her mom is dating other guys and she's meeting them, I don't see how you and me dating and we're actually in a serious relationship, it would affect her. But he just made it into this big thing that pissed me off. And I was just like, it's not that deep. I tell my daughter everything. I'm open with her. I don't shield her from the world. I'm always honest. I feel like with your kids, you got to be open and honest. You can't shield them from the world because shielding them from the world is only going to make things worse. You know, you can't hide stuff from your kids. You got to be open and honest with them because if not, when they get out in the real world, they're going to be sheltered and lost. So I feel like I told him, it's not a situation where you have to make it this big ordeal. Because I said, if you come hang out with me this weekend and you bring her and you make it a big deal, she's going to make it a big deal. But if you relax and chill out about it, she's going to relax and chill out. And it's not that major. I was like, you know, you just sit her down and say, hey, you know, I'm not, you know, I mean, I don't know, guys. Because I'm saying, like I said, babe, you already live in separate homes. She knows you and her mom are clearly not together. She's not stupid. She's 5. She's about to be 5 years old. She knows y'all are not together, for one. And two, you just sit her down and have a talk with her and say, hey, daddy's dating someone new. You know, it's not nothing against your mother or whoever. This talk is just an example. I don't know if this is really what he's going to do. But I'm just saying, you can just say to her, like, hey, you know, I'm dating someone new. I love her. I care about her. I want you to get to know her. And, you know, something like that. But he just made it into this humongous thing. And I'm like, it's not that fucking serious. Because I'm saying that in the nicest way possible. I get it. I get where he's coming from. Because even as a mom, like I said, it's hard when you date other people sometimes. And it does affect kids, but only to me if you allow it. Like, when I'm dating somebody, I sit my daughter down. I let her know, especially if it's serious. I sit her down and go, hey, baby. No, mama's dating somebody new. This is his name and all that stuff. And I let her know what's going on. And in the past, like I said, when my 2-year relationship ended, my daughter didn't feel no kind of way. She had some attachment to my ex, but at the same time, she was just like, she stopped asking about him after a while. So life moved on. You know, kids are resilient. They don't always remain thinking about something. At least not my daughter. But yeah, so that was an issue. And then I don't even know what he's doing. I keep asking him, like, hey, what day are you coming? Friday or Saturday? Oh, I'll let you know today. Well, it's today. He hasn't even mentioned it not once. So I'm just like, I'm not going to bring it up because you're the one that's supposed to be coming. Like, it's just little stuff, guys, that pisses me off that I don't want to have to deal with in a relationship. And I don't want to lose my friendship. So I feel like at some point, if I have to exit this relationship, I want to exit it while we're still on good terms. But I feel like if I bring it up today, it's going to turn into this huge argument because every time I bring up anything, it gets us both upset and then it turns into something big that doesn't need to be. And like I said, the problems we have, they aren't major, like anything that can't be like he has a gambling addiction or he cheats on me or he don't have a job or whatever. These things can be fixed. Like, it's not something deep. But the problem is the issues are not getting fixed. I don't feel like, at the end of the day, my needs are getting met. I feel like the relationship we have was better when we were just friends. I don't know, but I really don't know what to do with the situation with me and him. I really don't, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I really don't know what to do. It's like I'm fighting with being just friends with him or trying to make this relationship work. But right now, I just don't feel like it's, I'm not happy. And it sucks because I don't want to even bring that to him because I feel like he's going to just be like on some, you know, I don't know how he's going to feel, but I don't know. And I mean, I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm dealing with depression and anxiety too, so that could be playing a factor in it. But when I'm going through this stuff, you know, you want the person you're with to be here for you. And him being 3 hours away, he can't do that. And this is why I told myself I did not want to do any more long-distance relationships because it's too much to be in a long-distance relationship and trying to make that work when a person's hours away. And then he's constantly working all the time. He works. So I barely get to see him. And it's like, it's hard for me. You're working all the time. You're not around. And what am I supposed to do? So it gets tough. And it's stressful. I'm not even going to lie, y'all. It is freaking stressful. And that's exactly why when I was dating my ex for 2 years, funny thing, my dad asked about him. My dad was like, do you ever talk to him? I said, no. My dad was like, why y'all can't be friends? I said, because that was his choice. That day when I texted him, and I'm getting emotional. Sorry, guys, I've been emotional all day. But that day when I texted him, we were arguing. And I had told him, like, all I want from you is just, like, you know, it's been 2 years. All I want you to do is let's get a place together. Let's think about a future of marriage and stuff. He acted like he didn't want that. He would say to me, oh, when did we have that conversation? We had that conversation in his living room on the couch. He would say things to me like, and he wasn't all perfect either. Like, he had a temper problem, but it wasn't always bad. But it just got to the point where he would do things and say things. And, I mean, I just felt like he never was going to move from his small town. All I wanted him to do was come down here to live because I felt like long distance is hard, me having to go up there every other week and him coming down here. And I kept having to leave my daughter, and I couldn't keep leaving my daughter either. You know, so it was just a lot of things going on, and I felt like he didn't want what I wanted. And even though my dad says, well, maybe you pressured him, I said, Dad, it was 2 years of dating. It was no pressure. It was just simply, why can't you get moved down here? Why can't we get a place? Why can't we get more serious instead of me driving up here and you driving down here and we wasting gas and stuff? And then half the time when I would go up there, he'd be working and I'd be in the house by myself. We really wouldn't be doing anything. So that was like, I don't miss really going. The only thing I miss about that situation is that I miss going out of town because I would get away from where I live to clean my head. But other than that, I don't really miss anything about that area or that way. But, yeah, and then I sit there. I told myself I was not going to do a long-distance relationship again. But I put myself in another situation like that. So here I am again dating somebody that lives 3 hours away. And I'm like, I'm not happy because I don't get to see him like I want to. He acts like all he wants to do is work. He never wants to do anything besides freaking work. I understand. I'm all for a hardworking man that wants to do what he got to do because he got bills to pay and stuff like that. I don't mind a hardworking man. The issue I have is when work becomes everything and you don't know how to take a fucking break and you don't know how to come spend time with me. When I ask you to call me, it becomes this whole, I'm going to call you, then you don't end up doing it, or I'm going to do this. And I told him I didn't sign up for a fucking texting relationship. This is not a texting relationship. Like, I want to FaceTime. I want to talk on the phone sometimes, and I can't see you. So I feel like it's just all about a bunch. We text a lot, and I like texting, don't get me wrong, but when I'm in a relationship, I want to talk on the phone and FaceTime and stuff, too, if I can't see the person. So it's just a lot of things that have to be fixed. And I've told him several times, like, hey, can you work on it? Yes, I'll work on it. And it never changes. It never gets worked on. He's so busy up there with his life up there, I just feel like he's not focused on me or our relationship or my needs. And I have needs in a relationship. I want affection. I want attention. I want my man to be attentive to my needs. I don't ask for much from a man. I'm being serious, y'all. All I want is affection, love, some attention here and there. Just communicate with me. Keep it real with me. And it's funny because before me and him got in a relationship, he did all this stuff, did everything on the list that when we were friends, everything. But the moment we started to date each other, that's when he started like half-stepping and not fully doing what he said he would do. So it's been hard, y'all. It's been hard. between trying to deal with, like, the situation today, trying to deal with this healing process of trying to heal, dealing with the relationship I'm in, dealing with my anxiety and depression. It's just been so much, y'all. I mean, and I don't want nobody to sit here and think I'm bashing him, because I'm totally not. I love my guy best friend. I love him as my boyfriend as well. But at the same time, it's hard. And that's why I tell you guys all the time, relationships are not easy. It's ups and downs and things you got to go through. And right now, I'm going through something with him, and it's tough. Because I don't even want to have a conversation with him about my feelings. When I do, like I said, it always leads to this upset. My therapist was like, you need to learn how to speak up for yourself, say how you feel, and don't care about his feelings, because what about your feelings? And when I do that and I decide to stand up for myself and say how I feel, he gets pissed at me and thinks that I'm just constantly bringing up stuff. And I was like, no, I'm bringing up stuff that's never gotten fixed. Like, what am I supposed to do? So, like I said, the stuff that issues we have, they're fixable, but I just don't want to lose my best friend because we tried to date each other and it didn't work. And I don't know what else to do. Like, I feel like he has his life up there, my life is here, and somehow I feel like he's going to take, and I've had this gut feeling he's going to move down here when he feels like it, which is God knows when, and I can't wait that long either. So, I don't know, y'all. I'm not sure what the fate of that relationship is going to be honest with you. Because I'm not happy right now, and that sucks. And I don't want to be in a situation that I'm not happy in and I'm just there. And, you know, I don't feel like what we have is what I want it to be right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like I said, when I met him, I gave up, like, the people I was talking to or whatever to be solely with him. And he claimed he did the same, but I just don't feel like he's all in. I feel like with his ex, he was all in, I guess, because they had a kid together. But when it comes to me, it's like he's not all in. So it's like, why did you sell me this dream for 13 years? Like, you was this upstanding guy. You were this, that, and the third. But then as soon as we get in a relationship, everything that you did to get me, you stopped doing. So it kind of sucks because I feel like I was, I don't want to say betrayed, but in the sense I was, I don't know. Blindsided, maybe, because I'm telling you, when we were just friends, he did everything a boyfriend would do. He acted like a, he was my best friend, but he was also doing things for me that a man would do if he really liked you or just wanted to try to, you know, be in a relationship with you. But then it's like the moment we become more than friends, you stop doing it. So I don't know, but I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm, like, crying and everything because this has been a rough day, and this is just my reality. But, yeah, I don't know, y'all. Most likely, I don't know if it's going to last or not, to be honest with y'all. I don't know. And believe me, everything I tell y'all on here, he knows because I've told him, too. So it's not to bash him or make him, like, a bad guy because he's not. It's just to say that in relationships, you got to be happy. Whether you – and I don't care how long you've been with somebody, whether it's been a month, 2 months, a few weeks, if you feel like you're not happy – exit that stage door and don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel guilty like, oh, it didn't last that long. But think about the fact that you recognize the signs and you let yourself out before it got further in. So that's all you can do. That's what I'm doing. Like, regardless if me and him don't work out, I'm still going to be friends with him. We're still going to keep in contact and do what we've been doing. But I just don't know if the relationship part is meant for us. So it's just something I got to do. I got to figure out on my own. I probably, if he does come this weekend, we'll have that conversation. I'll be real about it, but we'll have that conversation. But right now, he's, like I said, again, that's another issue I have. If I make plans with somebody and we say we're going to do it on this day or that day and we're going to have fun or whatever, I want that person to say, like, if we plan it, at some point I expect that person to say, oh, I can't wait to see you on such and such day. Because I'm always excited to see people or hang out with my friends. I'm like, I can't wait till such and such day. I'll be hyped up. But it feels like with him, when we make plans, I'm the only one like, hey, like, do you remember the plan we made? Like, whatever, like today. I didn't mention it because he was supposed to come to me and let me know if he was coming Friday or Saturday. He never mentioned it. I'm like, it comes down to just, why is he like this? Why is he like this? I don't know why he is doing this to me or why he chose to come and waste my time if he knew he wasn't ready. And he says to me, oh, I know we kind of came into this quick, which we did. But the thing is, I didn't look at it that way because this was my best friend. So I wasn't looking at, oh, I'm rushing into this or going too fast. This is a friendship of 13 years, not a stranger off the street. So I thought, you know, this was a good thing, but I don't know what's going to happen, y'all, for real. I really do not know. And then I feel dumb because I posted our pictures on Instagram because I was, like, all excited. But I'm like, now am I going to have to look dumb when I got to put them pictures in damn Archie, which probably going to happen sooner than later. And people are going to be like, she's single. Yep. Because I'm learning my lesson. I ain't posted another man on my damn Instagram page for, like, the longest freaking time. I should have not posted him yet. But I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest with you guys. I really do not know. I don't know. I don't know what's next. I don't know anything right now. So, you know, my stomach is hurting. That's all I know. But, yeah. I need to go by the store. My daughter loves ravioli, and she wanted me to go by the store and get it yesterday. And I was like, I'm not going by no darn store. But I probably will go by Publix or Walmart or somewhere because she wants to get that stuff. So, yeah, my stomach is hurting. Guys, I've been drinking this detox tea, and it has me going to the bathroom like crazy. So, now my stomach hurts. So, yeah, anyway, guys, I probably most likely would just, I don't know. But, yeah, we haven't even talked that much today because he's acting like he's been so busy, and I was working, so I don't know what I'm going to do, y'all. Yep. I don't know. But, you know, some things have to change. I mean, this is where I'm at. And I told my mom this too. My mom was like, well, you need to break up with him before the friendship ends up getting affected. She's like, because I don't want y'all to lose a good friendship. She said, if y'all are going to be together. But if not, you know, don't mess that friendship part up. So I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to mess the friendship part up. I want to keep it. And I told her the other day, I said, babe, I don't want to lose the friendship part. I love the friendship we have. I'm not trying to lose that with you. But at the same time, if I'm not happy, I can't stay in a situation that every day I'm miserable because that's not good. I'm not going to say I'm miserable, but I just am not as happy as I should be. Like, I see people, like, this couple on YouTube. Now, I know what y'all think, because I always tell y'all don't idolize YouTube. But this is a good example, though. They were best friends for years. She dated different guys. She dated different females. And then they finally got in a relationship, and they seem like they're a good fit. You know what I'm saying? Well, they see each other all the time, too, as you can tell. But you know what I mean? Like, I just thought, like my therapist said, dating your friend is a good thing. But I'm like, it's not a good thing when you can't even see them, when they don't ever want to call you or do what they're supposed to do. Like, not a good thing when they don't know how to communicate. So, and that's the type of stuff. I'm not even going to say it and be funny. This is why females, and sometimes even males, we seek attention in other places because we're not getting it where it should be. Your man should be giving you attention, affection. He should be loving you, caring about you. And if you go to him for something that needs to be fixed, he should fix it. It shouldn't be an issue. You know, and that's why we sometimes seek attention in other places. My mom had this best friend that was married for years. Her husband never gave her no attention, treated her like crap. So she had an affair on him for, like, years because she wasn't getting the attention at home. And my mom said, you know, eventually she stopped the affair because, you know, she was married. But the point I'm saying is that as women and even some men, like I said, we need attention from that person and we don't feel like we're getting it. It goes, you know, somebody else give you a little attention, you run into it. Not saying I'm going to do anything crazy like that, but I'm just saying, like, it's the reality in relationships sometimes. We want attention, we want affection, and I don't ask for much from him. So, it's just like little things. So, I don't know, y'all. As you know, I'm going to keep y'all updated on this. And like I said, this episode was not to bash nobody or anything like that. It was more so just to tell my story. Like, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen between me and him. I want to be fully happy. I'm happy with him. I just want to be fully happy. So, it's just, it's a process, y'all. That's something I got to work on, and I don't know. I'm about to just go for a drive. I just need to clear my hair right now. Oh, I probably have to go. I need to get my daughter her ravioli. I don't feel like going to no big grocery store. Like, I thought I could go to Publix, but, oh, my hair is, like, tangled. Either there or I go to Target or somewhere. I don't know. Because I just need ravioli, and I can come right out of wherever I got to go. So, yeah, just something simple. Or I could go to Walmart in the air park. I really don't want to go there, though. They be having stuff I need, too. I just need cans of ravioli, and I can get out the store. So I might go there. Because I don't think I need nothing else, nothing I can think of on top of my head right now, besides the cans of ravioli that Madison was like, I need that, Mommy. I think that's all I need. I don't think there's nothing else I need out of Walmart or wherever I gotta go. I really don't even feel like going to the store, but I'm gonna make myself go. But I'm gonna end this, y'all, because I'm gonna try to go on a little ride right quick to clear my head. And I gotta take my butt home because I gotta get my daughter a bath tonight. I need to check on her and make sure she's good. And I will talk to you guys later. Peace and love.